Nicholas Sparks movies have acquired a certain reputation.
Yeah, for sure.
Very heavy testosterone-oriented movies, like Rambo, 300, and The Notebook.
Maybe in, like, another lifetime. maybe another, like, dimension of the world. But, yeah, you know, there is testosterone. I don't know if it's exactly in that way that you're thinking, but yes.
But knowing that these, you know, traditionally have been sort of more female-oriented movies, what was it that attracted you to the project?
I mean, I think obviously just the there is a male aspect of it. You know, there's two really beautiful love stories, you know, me and my father and me and Savannah. And I think everybody can relate to just misunderstanding and communication issues, you know, in their life. And, you know, the love story between Savannah and I is like that. It's that first love that you just, there's no way in hell that you're ever going to get it right because you just, you don't know what love is. And you have some learning to do. And me and my father, you know, it's always that struggle between those two people that, you know, especially he has a condition, you know, he never really comes out and says that he has a condition, but he is definitely socially inept, which I think makes John very socially inept and relationship-wise very stunted, you know, which doesn't probably help, you know, Savannah and his relationship, especially in the beginning. So, it's, you know, there's a lot of obstacles, you know, which I think everyone has had a situation or a relationship, whether it be in the family or, you know, a love in their life, that it just gets confusing. It gets really confusing and you don't know which way's up.
Yeah. What's the goatee for? Is that for a role?
You know, I'm just kind of growing it. You know, I've always been shaved head and kind of baby. You know, I can't. This is like almost a month and a half of growth. Like I cannot grow anything. I can't grow anything here. So I'm just kind of just like, oh, let it grow.
This is from this morning.
No, really. How is that? Like 2 days? 2 days? 3 days?
No, it's just like a week.
A week. Got it. All right. Cool. It's frustrating. Like I will never be able to have like actual facial hair, but. I don't know.
Well, you know.
Hopefully I'll grow up, though, some
one of these days, you'll go through that change.
Yeah.
It's magical time.
I hear your voice breaks and stuff. It's I'm kind of nervous for it.
It's awkward. Things pop up out of nowhere.
Pop up. Well played.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
You ready?
I'm ready, man. Whenever they call me up, I'm there. I'm there at Bells on.
And what are you hoping for?
You know, I don't know. They were playing around with a lot of crazy ideas, just joking around on set. So I have no idea. I haven't heard anything of what the real writers have come up with. You know, I know that we just found two writers. You know, or the Zombieland guys.
Yeah.
I don't know, is there two of them? I literally found this out today.
Yeah.
So, Cobra Island. I don't know, you know,
yeah.
We all were sort of joking about that because we wanted to shoot in Hawaii,
yeah.
You know, or something like that. But, you know, I don't know. I'm looking forward to it, though.